I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. American voters will select the next U.S. president on Tuesday. Whoever wins, the new commander-in-chief will be sitting down with General David Petraeus. Today, General Petraeus took over as head of the Pentagon Central Command. That means that he's now in charge of U.S. military operations in both Iraq and Afghanistan. At a swearing-in ceremony in Florida, Petraeus said today that he won't be the only one carrying a heavy burden.
In the months and years ahead, a great deal of responsibility will continue to rest on the shoulders of the wonderful men and women of the coalition countries serving in harm's way in the Central Command area of responsibility, and it is an honor to serve with them again.
General Petraeus spent 20 months as the top American commander in Iraq. He implemented the U.S. surge strategy, which helped to improve Iraq's security situation dramatically. These days, U.S. forces in Iraq are able to conduct non-combat operations that would have been considered too dangerous before. One example is a current effort to collect biometric data from Iraqis. As the world's Quill Lawrence reports, it's part of a census being conducted in regions where insurgents are still active.
Part of America's counterinsurgency doctrine in Iraq is to engage more with the population, and that's proved successful here in the village of Kesra, southeast of Baghdad. Soldiers from the 2-6 infantry are doing more than just patrolling the street, though.
Now we just need the names of everyone in his family that lives here in this house. Any males 16 or above? We start with them.
The Americans are doing what the Iraqi government hasn't done for decades, taking a house-by-house census. Working from a satellite photo, the soldiers are building a database of name, gender, age, and religious sect of everyone in their area of operation. But they're going further than any census could, legally, in America. Using a high-tech portable scanner, the soldiers are taking fingerprints and iris scans of every man they interview.
Does it make the people around here nervous?
Sheikh Ali Ibrahim, an important tribal leader in Al-Kasra, says his people don't mind the Americans collecting the personal data. He says the villagers know it will help keep the peace and catch insurgents. But the American soldiers running the program acknowledge this would never happen in the USA.
Here, it's just like, okay, I have a picture of my eye, that's great. But I know, like, my wife would never want an iris scan being available to anybody.
Iraqis don't mind getting fingerprinted, says Sergeant George Corbett, because it's already a requirement for getting a job with the coalition or the government-funded militias, the Sons of Iraq.
All of the new Sons of Iraq, they were enrolled that way, so everyone knows that, and they know that it's associated with a good thing. So there's not a fear of it in that respect, too.
The U.S. military has been using biometric scans in Iraq and Afghanistan to register prisoners, as well as contractors and embedded journalists. After the assault on the city of Fallujah in 2004, the military took iris scans of all Iraqis wishing to return to the city. It now appears that pilgrims visiting from Iran have also been subject to scans at the border. The coalition press office in Baghdad did not respond to queries about the extent of the census collection program or whether the information is shared with the Iraqi government. As for the program here in Al-Kasra, the commander of the 2-6 infantry, Lieutenant Colonel Michael Shrout, says it's essential to his counterinsurgency effort.
The bigger thing is what we're talking about is contact and control the population. If I know where you live, I mean, that's an American's nightmare. You would never do that, you know, privacy laws in the states and all, because they're afraid of Big Brother knowing where you're at, what you're doing, where you live. That works here, too, though. If I know where you're at and I have your biometrics and I have your fingerprint, how likely are you to go out and plant an IED if you know that I have your electronic data? And it has worked as a deterrent factor, and it has also worked in the apprehension.
The census is also used for more benign purposes, Shrout adds, like tracking internally displaced people and finding out who has access to clean water. It may be an invasion of Iraqis' privacy, but controlling the population has brought security, Shrout says. And in today's Iraq, there's little doubt which is considered more important. For The World, this is Quill Lawrence, embedded with the U.S. military, Al-Kasra, Iraq.